Now, we know that China is, I don't know. I think they're an enemy, frankly. You know, we buy a lot of stuff from them. They're not even a frenemy. I think they're really an enemy because they are stealing our intellectual property. They are forcing U.S. companies that want to manufacture in China to not only share their intellectual property, but give them control over it, which is absolutely crazy. And now we see they're using some of the stolen U.S. technology, as are the Russians. This whole Sokovol project thing is just shocking. And now they have the technology, thanks to us, and they stole from us, to destroy our carriers. It's supersonic missiles. They got it from us. Thank you very much, federal government. Reminds me of the days when Bill Clinton, do you remember when he sold our missile secrets to China? He gave them the ability to make ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. And he did it saying, hey, listen, we're going to have China launch missiles for us. Yeah, that worked out really well, didn't it? So now they had the technology to send missiles our way. Thank you very much. And then we had another Clinton, right? Mrs. Clinton, when she was Secretary of State. And what she did with Sokovol and giving the Russians some of our top secret military technology, it's astounding. So China and Russia, we've got to be very, very careful with. You know, we're not that aggressive. We certainly have been aggressive at times in the past. We've sent in troops to countries. Obama had troops in, I think it was like 80 countries. President Trump has pulled that back a little bit. But they're not our friends. Okay, so that's the bottom line. But let's look at this new truck. And I got a picture of it up on my website at craigpeterson.com. This is a truck that's using technology built. It's built by China. Technology licensed from Russia. And it's an armored war machine. Well, you say, so what, Craig? You know, we've got Humvees that are armored, and obviously the Chinese do. How hard is it to armor a vehicle? Well, you know, it's not that unique, frankly. So I'm not that worried about it. But here's the problem. This armored war machine that has just come out. Now, China wasn't bragging about this. The company that made it was bragging about it. Remember that all companies in China are controlled by the state. It's a socialist country, big time. Everybody there is working for the military, the People's Liberation Army. So keep all of that in mind. But this company, anyways, revealed what it was. It's called a YJ-2080. And it has 12 launch tubes. Now, what's very interesting about these launch tubes is four of them are being used for reconnaissance drones. Now, we're looking at that too. In fact, right now, our military is looking at making flying drones that will go along with our jet fighters and will act as a wingman. They'll get in the way. Let's say an enemy's got a missile coming for our jet and will move into the way. It will launch missiles of its own. It can do a whole bunch of stuff. And we're looking forward to that, right? And this is smaller reconnaissance drones. They are not big. They don't have to go fast, but they can go 110 miles an hour. So you get the reconnaissance drones up. Okay, that makes sense. We use reconnaissance drones with our Humvees and with our Buffaloes and other equipment out in the field, right? Well, that's four of the 12 of these tubes, launch tubes. The other eight are for explosive-laden drones. And the idea behind this vehicle, according to the manufacturer, is to eliminate targets beyond the traditional line of sight and kill from above with four-pound bombs. Now, if you have a bomb dropped on your head, you only need just something the size of a quarter to kill you. And these are four-pound bombs, very, very big for taking out individuals. This is absolutely crazy here. This is from a report from Popular Mechanics, and it's being reported over in the UK as well. Not a lot of coverage here in the US, but it is designed to be controlled from this armored vehicle. It's about the size of a Humvee, and it can search for and destroy its own targets. They're also fitted, these drones and the pilotless aircraft, with AK-47 rifles. The AK-47, of course, being the full automatic, not the SKS, which is the semi-automatic rifle. And they are already being exported to combat zones in the Middle East. Now, think about that for a minute. We have been up against Russians over there. We have fought with Russians over there in the Middle East recently in Syria. We have killed Russian operatives, mercenaries, over in Syria. So are we going to come up against this? And think about the number one company here in the U.S. for drones. It's DJI. Are you familiar with them? I have a DJI little hand rig that holds my phone and allows me to stabilize shots. But DJI sells, I think it's about 80% of the consumer drones here in the U.S. Where are they made? They're made in China. And they're made, again, by the socialist military government over in China. So this is a bad case here. We've got our technology that we've developed and DJI is using now being moved up to the next step of putting rifles on them, 4-pound bombs on them. They've got this thing called a Blowfish A2 drone that China's exporting internationally right now, and it's being advertised as being capable of full autonomy all the way up to targeted strikes. It autonomously performs complex combat missions, including fixed-point timing detection and fixed-range reconnaissance and targeted precision strikes. Now, remember, something like this will fit inside your check-in luggage at the airport. This is not big. I'm not saying that people are going to be able to get them onto airplanes coming to the U.S. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But these things are small. And think about what happened in Venezuela, where there was a bomb that went off on a drone right by their president. Drones are dangerous. They're getting very dangerous. And when you have something like this, how hard would it be to take out Ferdinand? Right. Think about the start of World War One. What happened there? Get one of these, which are they're being sold internationally. Get one of these in the U.S. and it could be a terrorist organization. Take out a few people. That is likely, frankly, if you ask me. So be very careful. This whole approach that we're seeing is really consistent with the Chinese and the Chinese military circles. They don't want a big hot war, but they are not against just kind of going after us, right? The easy way.